Nigeria's Christians face terrorist attacks tomorrow. A Christian statesman has received ultimate promotion, and orphans in Haiti now have a family unit. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Attacks on northern Nigeria's Christians are scheduled for tomorrow. Carl Muller with Open Doors USA says
there is a specific attack that is scheduled for July 30th, and this is causing a great deal of concern on the parts of Christians throughout the country.
The attacks have been declared by Nigerian terror group Boko Haram. Tomorrow marks the second anniversary of the death of the Al-Qaeda-linked group's founder. Christians are fleeing.
Christians have been very concerned about being drawn into that violence through revenge and so forth, and so rather than get into that sort of cycle of violence, the Christians have opted to leave, at least temporarily.
But fleeing for any reason looks like surrender to Boko Haram.
They may not kill all the Christians in a region, but if they can get them to flee, it effectively accomplishes the same goal for them.
Join Open Doors for 21 days of prayer for safety of believers, but also for the salvation of their persecutors. Next, the Christian Church worldwide has lost one of its greatest leaders. John Stott, or Uncle John as many called him, went to be with his Lord on Wednesday. He was 90 years old. President of Cornerstone University, Dr. Joe Stoll, says,
when you think of evangelism, you think of Billy Graham. When you think of preaching, writing, encouraging pastors, scholarship, exegesis, reliability, moderation in the midst of crisis, they automatically think of John Stott.
Stott pastored All Souls Church in England, wrote 50 books, including Basic Christianity, and helped the Evangelical Church understand its role in evangelism as he participated in Lausanne and Urbana. President of HCJB Global, Wayne Peterson, says
he was one of the main architects of the Lausanne Covenant. It is still being used today as the philosophy, theology, and strategy for global evangelization.
Stott never married. He died listening to Scripture and Handel's Messiah. You're listening to Mission Network News. Malnourished kids in South Asia are at risk to go blind. College students with Gospel for Asia stepped up to teach kids about this issue at their Bridge of Hope centers. The centers paired the blindness education rallies with their current ministry of Bible and after-school teaching. Many poor kids in South Asia are at risk because they can't get food with vitamin A for healthy eyes. The children were taught what foods have vitamin A and given vitamin A drops at the centers. To learn more, just go to our website. Meanwhile, the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students World Assembly is meeting for Day 4 in Poland. University Christian Fellowship's Tom Lin is there. He says the conference to connect 150 international student ministries has a unique aspect to it.
130 of the 650 delegates here are students.
The students will organize one day of the World Assembly. Such student leadership is encouraged in IFES ministries.
Students often in various countries around the world are doing the teaching, are doing the leading, are doing the leadership development. I remember seeing and speaking with an Ethiopian student leader last year who essentially was leading a 6,000-person campus ministry with four of his friends.
Many of these students then go on to be government and ministry leaders, impacting the world for Christ. Pray for the World Assembly as they learn how to train student leaders and reach more with the gospel. And now orphans in Haiti can finally have a place to call their own. Kids Alive International brought down a high school church group this past month to build a residential children's home. A family unit of orphans with Christian house parents will move in when the house is done in a few weeks. So far, this family unit has only been living in rented space. By building this residential house, these orphans will have a place to call home and grow learning about Christ. Pray that construction would finish smoothly. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to encourage you in your walk with God. They're offering a free devotional called The Art of Loving God by Julie Ackerman Link, the first in the Loving God series. July 31st is the last day. What do you got to lose? It's free, right? Get your free devotional, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.